Okay, that's Yaakov Mozen, Mimkomcha, number 2, and it's a Shlomo Karbach composition arranged by Dr. Mordechai and Ophir Sobol. And it's on the CD World Cantors Sing Karbach. Okay, so I think I've announced everything all along the way. All right, so did you know that at 91.5 FM is college and community radio, no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. Message in the public interest from WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Firm Radio. I know when I first came to this area, I thought the commercial radio stations were horrible. I couldn't believe it. And my friend Mark is the one who introduced me to college radio. And all of a sudden, wow, that's how I absolutely, you know, tuned in at one point to WMFO. And this is the story of how I ended up at the station, because There were a couple of guys talking on the radio, and they were doing sort of like a comedy thing, and they were saying, we're going to play Liberace until somebody calls us up or something like that. They were just very silly. I was in the process of moving. I was knee-deep in boxes, schmutzig, you know, all dirty and everything. And I was, trying to get to where I was moving these boxes to. And they were going to have this contest. Oh, whoever calls us, you know, you're going to win. You're going to go to some play or whatever it was. Anyway, I thought they were so funny. So I called up and, you won the prize. Well, of course, I didn't have time to go do anything. But I called the next day, and of course, it wasn't the same guys that were on the radio. It was somebody else. We got to talking, and he found out that I did radio. I had just come from living in Anchorage, Alaska, where I had done radio. And prior to that, I'd been in Oregon, where I also did radio. Oh, he said, I'm looking for a sub. Would you come up? I'm like, I didn't even know where Medford was. I came up here. I found the studio. He showed me around, and the next minute, I was here at the station, I think it was a Sunday, by myself, doing a full show. It was crazy. I was subbing for him. And his show was a jazz show. So I started subbing for other DJs. And then little by little, I ended up doing what we call now world music. But it wasn't called world music then, but it was just all kinds of different styles. And then little by little, I gave myself permission. I got my own show. And I began to do stuff that really interested me. So that's a sort of quick on one foot how I ended up here at WMFO since, I think, 1990. It's a long time. I'm schlepping CDs because that's how I like to do it. I used to bring LPs. Oh, God. 3 flights of stairs, no elevator. I figure it's my Stairmaster. That's on a good day. Weights lifting up the CDs. Okay, so what do I want to share with you now? I'm not even sure. I think I had something ready to go. Oh, something new from Eitan Katz. It's a Shlomo Carbach composition. And that'll be good. We'll do that. Let's see, we want this one, yep.
Did I? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Yavo, Imar, Eloikeichem. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Yoimar, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Yavo, Imar, Eloikeichem. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Yoimar, Eloikeichem. Oy, damru, alei, Yerushalayim.
Okay, now I see what's going on. There we go. So that was Eitan Katz doing Nachamu, and in a minute, we'll hear from his father, Shlomo Katz. So yesterday, it was a daytime fast. It started like 3:34 in the morning, and it went till a little after 9 p.m. And the reason for that, there were five things that happened on the 17th of Tammuz, which is the date in the Jewish calendar. The tablets of the law were shattered. The daily offering was discontinued. A breach was made in the city, and Apostamos burned the scroll of the law and placed an idol in the temple. So for all of these things, we fast and abstain from eating, drinking, and weep over the loss of both of the temples. So this is now the beginning of what we call the 3 weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, which the ninth of Av. And then, I'll talk more about that at the time, but it was decreed that our fathers should not enter the promised land. The temple was destroyed the first and second time. And Betar was captured, and the city of Betar, and the city of Jerusalem was plowed up. So it's a very difficult time in our Jewish calendar, There is something that happened in France during this period of time, talking about the burning of the Torah in the year 5002 from creation. I'm not sure what the English date is. So 24 wagons full of books of the Talmud. Now, this is at the time when things were handwritten. There wasn't printing. Chalot and Agados were burned in France. So it was just horrific, absolutely horrific. And, of course, we know that the Nazis also did that. I went to the exhibition at the castle not long ago, not far away, on the Holocaust. And, you know, it took about 3.5 hours. They had a lot of artifacts. I was amazed at the kind of artifacts that they had, that anything is left from that time. But they had cement pillars with barbed wire. Kind of creepy. And they had a barracks with the wood so that you were actually surrounded by the barracks. You were inside of it with a window and a door. And they showed one of the sleeping platforms of wood, three on top of each other. And they showed what the column looked like that was all enclosed in wire where they put the Cyclone B, and they had cans of the Cyclone B, which was the anti-rodent insecticide that they gassed the Jewish people with. It's just, you know, and then they showed all the detailed records that the Nazis kept of how many from each country were killed on what day, where they came from. I mean, people who say that this didn't happen are just deniers, period. You know, even the people that they say they emulate, God forbid, you know, the Nazis, they themselves kept the records, okay, of what they did. So, I mean, for anybody to say it didn't happen, it's just they need their head examined. It was there were videos of Hitler addressing large, massive crowds, those Hitler rallies, and it's very frightening to see it. And they also had videos of survivors, and so those were testimonials. So it's still got a few weeks left, but then it's stopping after that. So, you know, if you've never been to Washington, which I haven't, to the Holocaust Museum there, I have been to Yad Vashem in Israel. So, you know, I think it's important. I went with my friend who happens to not be Jewish, and, you know, it's pretty amazing to, you know, see all of the, what led up to it, how, they took away liberty little piece by little piece, and, you know, the kind of things that were spoken about of the Jewish community. And unfortunately, the anti-Semitism that's rampant, even here on this campus, I'm sorry to say. It's something you have to really, you know, it's just not right. It's not right. Not right about any people to talk about people as a whole like that. It's just wrong. All right, so let's see. I think I have something from Eitan Katz's father, Shlomo Katz, from live in Melbourne.
いつも悲しいか、ああなに、ああなに、バメハンカみんなめいつも、みんなめいつも悲しいか、ああなに、ああなに、バメハンカハシェムリ
to Danny on the drums. We'll be right back.
That was great. I'll give you the names of some of the musicians that were performing. Shlomo Katz, of course, vocals and acoustic guitar. Scott Griffiths on keyboards and background vocals. The keyboards were beautiful on that. Steve Magnuson on electric guitar. And, yeah, that was quite beautiful. Jonathan, I think, Zion, upright and electric bass. Alex Burkhoy on violin, electric and acoustic mandolin and background vocals. Daniel Farugla on drums. Yeah, nice percussion there. Let's see. There's, all right. That was filmed in 2010 in the Phoenix Theater in Melbourne, Australia. Very, very nice. Okay, so thanks to the folks at the Israel Bookstore who have provided me with some of the CDs that I share with you. It's wonderful, and it helps a lot. So I want to share with you today there are two Tehillim that are usually said. These are the prayers attributed to King David. And so the one I want to share is from chapter 88. The psalmist weeps and laments bitterly over the maladies and suffering Israel endures in exile, which he describes in detail. A song, a psalm by the sons of Korach, for the conductor upon the machlaat. Machalat le'anot. It's an instrument. A maskil for Haman the Ezrachite. O Lord, God of my deliverance, by day I cried out to you, by night I offer my prayer before you. Let my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my supplication. For my soul is sated with affliction, and my life has reached the grave. I was reckoned with those who go down to the pit. I was like a man without strength. I am regarded among the dead who are free, like corpses lying in the grave, of whom you are not yet mindful, who are yet cut off by your hand. You have put me into the lowest pit, into the darkest places, into the depths. Your wrath has weighed heavily upon me, and all the waves of your fury have constantly afflicted me. You have estranged my friends from me. You have made me abhorrent to them. I am imprisoned and unable to leave. My eye is afflicted because of distress. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I have stretched out my hands in prayer to you. Do you perform wonders for the deceased? Do the dead stand to offer you praise, Selah? Is your kindness recounted in the grave, your faithfulness in the place of perdition? Are your wondrous deeds known in the darkness of the grave, or your righteousness in the land of oblivion? But I, to you, O Lord, I cry each morning. My prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you forsake my soul? Why do you conceal your countenance from me? From my youth I have been afflicted and approaching death. Yet have I borne the fear of you, which is firmly established within me. Your furies have passed over me. Your terrors have cut me down. They have engulfed me like water all day long. They altogether surrounded me. You have estranged me from beloved and friend. I have been rejected by my intimates. Well, it certainly could be a prayer that the hostages could say. Let me see if I can manage the Hebrew for you here. Shir Mizmor Livne Korach L'Menatzeach Al Machalas L'Anos Maskil L'Hemon Ha'Ezrachi Adonai Elohe Yeshua Si Yom Sa'akti V'Laila Negdecha Tavo Lefanecha Tefila si hate esnecha lirina si ki esava viraos nafshi v'chaya lishol higiu nech shavti im yordei vor hayisi ke gever ein ayil v'meisim hafshi kemo halalil ha lalim Shoch ve kerver, asher lo zechartam od, vehema miyadcha negzahu. Shatani bevor tachtios, vemachashachim bimsolos. Olai Samacha Hamasecha V'chol Mishparecha Inisa Sela Hirchachta Miyudai Mimeni Shatani To'evos Lamo Kalu V'lo Eitze Eini Da'ava Mini Oni Karasicha Adonai B'chol Yom Shitachti Elecha Chapai Ha Lamesim Ta'asef hele im rifa'im yakumu yoducha sela hayesu par lakever hastecha emunascha va'avadon hayivada v'choshech pilecha v'tzikasecha v'eretz nishia v'ani elecha Adonai shivati uvavoker tefilasi Sekad mecha. Lam Adonai tiznach nafshi tastir panecha mimeni. Ani vegovea minoa nasasi emecha afuna. Alai avru charonecha biu secha tsimsusuni. Sabuni kamayim kohayom hikifu alai achad. Hirchachta mimeni ohev, v'rea miyuda'ai machshach. That's a lot. Okay, so let's listen to some Dylan. Let's see.
Harmony, really dumb and really corruption. They got a paid permit and a police escort. They're lying low and they're making hay. They seem determined to go all the way. They run a brick and tile company. Truth is a sacred dream. My pretty baby, she's looking around. She's wearing a multi-$1,000 gown. Tweedledee is a low-down, sorry old man. Tweedledum, he'll stab you where you stand. I've had too much of your company.
Thank you.
Wow, that's just great. That's Zev Feldman and Andy Statman, Gypsy Hora and Sherba from Klezmer World CD on Shanaki. To Bob Dylan before that, Tweedledee and Tweedledee-Dum. Shlomo Katz, Min HaMetzar from Live in Melbourne. I think I've announced all the other ones. So I'm going to play Yoni Avi Batat. And just to let you know, he is going to be... Oh, now how did that happen? Camera just switched to something that I didn't want. I had this ready to... Why is this phone of mine? Let's see. Okay, here we go. He is going to be at the Lowell Folk Festival. It's free. And that's coming... He's going to be there Saturday and Sunday. So let's see where else he gives the information. Saturday 1 to 1:45 at the Boarding House Park stage, and also at 5:15 to 6 at St. Anne's Churchyard, and Sunday from 2 to 2:45 at St. Anne's Churchyard. And so that's in Lowell, at the Lowell Folk Festival. It goes from July 26th to 28th. So the ensemble is going to be featuring, let's see who he's got here. Benjisu Gossi, James Hazelwood-Dale, Fabio Piozzolo, and Jesse Chavan. And he's got all kinds of other things coming up, so I'll be playing that for you next. Let's see. Thank you.
שיר למעלות, סיינה אל הארי, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מי השם, עושה שמיים וארץ.
Selected the 121st song to keep my soul calm amidst the fall of bombs. So save now, nothing to fear.
WMFO Medford, this was the Voicemobile, and I hope to see you next week. Don't be late. That was Rebbe Soul with the vocals, Neshama Karlbach, before the Chaim David, Ayeh, and Ani Yoni Avi Batat. Ah, so